Cape Talk, fabulous life.
Right, the upcoming holiday season gives you the perfect opportunity to get together with friends and family and head for the movies. And I don't just mean going to the cinema in the local mall. Today in The Fabulous Life, we're going to profile several venues in our city where you can have a movie experience that is a little different from the norm. And we're going to start with the story of the Bertha Movie House, which is a community cinema located in the central business area of Khayelitsha. Pleasure to welcome in studio cinema manager Alta Deployed. Great to have you with us. And also with us is Ray Human, who's a young filmmaker from Mitchell's Plain. Lovely to have you with us too, Ray.
Hi, Papa. Nice to be here. Nice to see you.
Great to have you here. Alta, tell us about the inspiration for establishing the Bertha Movie House.
Papa, in 2010, there were organizations like Equal Education, the Equal Education Law Center, the Social Justice Coalition, the Treatment Action Campaign, Medicine Sans Frontières, and they all shared campaigns, and they all shared a fight for social justice, and they needed a space where people who support them and the people they fight for could all come together and share resources. So last year, there's this really wonderful building that opened up, and that was built after, you know, lots of time and lots of energy and effort from a bunch of people, and that's called the Isivivana Center. It's located in the Khayelitsha Business District, right opposite Home Affairs. And there's a library located in this community center. And then they realized that what they had envisioned to be an auditorium should really be a cinema, because storytelling is so vital, and, you know, telling stories on a screen is so important for the work that they do. So the idea for a community cinema came about, and they were out of money by that time. So the Bertha Foundation came aboard and made it possible for the cinema to be kitted out and for a real community cinema to be established. And
there it began. And here is a fan already on the WhatsApp line. I had a feeling we'd hear from Unati and Khayelitsha today, saying, love Bertha Movie House.
Unati
says, it's been a great addition to Khayelitsha. I've been several times, and Ray and Alta are amazing too. Unati, thank you so much for that immediate feedback. I was really hoping to hear from you.
Our favorite patron.
I mean, Ray, to you as a movie maker, what does it mean to you to have a space like the Bertha Movie House available to show your films at?
It means a lot, because firstly, it's accessible to the community and to largely the community on the periphery. It's free, 100% free. All the films are licensed at Bertha Movie House. So there's that. Mm-hmm. There's also transport available after for Khayelitsha residents only at this stage. Okay. It's only been a year in existence, and I mean, for what it's achieved, it's done a lot. It's done a lot for the community, and to be a young filmmaker like myself, to have access to these kinds of spaces where the community is as involved as, you know, as it would be in a lecture, and giving feedback, I feel sorry for the filmmakers, you know, because they don't hold back, and that's what I'd love to see. That's the sort of engagement that I love for as a filmmaker.
Because that's what's really special, besides the fact that there is a movie house in the middle of Khayelitsha, finally, that the community can use. It is the fact that there is that two-way process. You don't just go and watch the movie and walk out. No. You can stay and engage with the filmmaker afterwards. That means for you as the filmmaker, you get that immediate feedback from the audience. But also, I think how special for an audience member to be able to say, I loved this, I didn't like that, why did you do it that way, what was your thinking with this character? Alta, I mean, you wrote to me initially about that sense of the role that storytelling has in our lives and how it shapes us as we are. Imagine, I'm sitting going, gosh, what I would have given to be able to spend half an hour with the director of The Big Blue picking his brain after watching that film, which is my favorite movie of all time. It's such a special experience.
It's so great, and I can't tell you how keen and enthusiastic filmmakers have been to come out there and to talk to audiences. I mean, this is such a rare experience for them. If you go to a big commercial movie house, you'll never, you know, so rarely would you have the opportunity to pick a director's brain or talk to an actor or ask a funding question to a producer. And here, like, people have been so keen to come out, people from, you know, different countries as well, not only local. And it's been a really, really special experience, and we make sure that we have these discussions after our films, because that's what filmmaking and movie watching, I think, should be about.
Let's talk about the kinds of films you've shown. Ray, for example, what works of yours have had a screening at Bertha?
So I curated a local short film screening event at the Bertha Movie House. And I screened my own. I didn't actually want to screen my own because we had this influx of amazing stories that, you know, I found it hard to, you know, put mine before others. But I did screen Pittacopa, The Reunion, at the Bertha Movie House. In addition to that, I screened about three films from Khayelitsha, and another three from Mitchell's Plain, from Cedar High, the one of only two art schools in the province that I also, you could say a volunteer, but I just love being there because the kids are super talented, and we've been running this film program since June there, and they have lots of content that, you know, they just started to put together and send it, and I screened it, and that went really, really well.
What an amazing opportunity for them.
We'll do that twice a year now. That will become the Ray curated that program, but we'll have that short film program twice a year now. We're so keen to keep it going and to grow it.
And then what about documentaries? Do they cross the screen regularly?
So we have three regular film programs that we do twice a year, and they consist of 8 films each. Mm-hmm. And on Tuesdays, we have Film Club Tuesdays, which consists of, I would say, like films that you wouldn't find just anywhere, or films that we can have really tough discussions on. And sometimes they're more challenging to watch also. We have Docu Wednesdays, and that is our pure documentary screening program, which is also the most popular, I have to say. And then we have Movie Night Thursdays, and those are just supposed to be like fun, you know, popcorn watching movies. And Ray also put together this semester's Movie Night Thursday program, and it's a martial arts program, which was
fantastic,
doing well.
I have to admit publicly here to having a soft spot for martial arts film. I'm not sure why.
Papa, we'll be expecting you at the next one then.
Some of them are so bad that you've just got to watch them. And then there are others where, and I've gone blank on any examples, but there are others where the martial arts become secondary to the beautiful filmmaking and photography that goes to it.
I mean, we screened Yera by Zhang Yimou.
That's the one I was thinking of. Thank you.
It's amazing to see that on a big screen again.
I remember going to watch that on my own in the movie house and sitting there afterwards going, I wish I could just put it to the beginning of the reel and start all over again, because the cinematography was so extraordinary. Okay. You mentioned that transport home afterwards. I mean, that's a big deal for a community where transport is not given and access is difficult. You did say that you hope to extend that soon. What is the vision for the transport service?
Well, Alta can speak more about this, but there's a lot of community members coming from Delft, Google to just Plain, just a broad range of people. Hopefully if weeks, because we've only been around for a year, you know, and around the time when we did the local short film screening, we celebrated the year birthday as well. So hopefully we have a bigger network of people that can come and go home safely in the future.
Okay.
We realized very quickly that, you know, for a person to make a decision, whether they can come or not, is can I get home safely, so at the moment the free transport is only available to Khayelitsha residents, but the Cape Flats is huge, and we want to we definitely will try to grow that, funding permitting.
Okay, fingers crossed that may happen. The last thing we have to do is tell everybody where to find you. You've mentioned you're in the Isi Vivana Center, which is that community center. It's in Ekuphumleni in Khayelitsha, is that correct?
I'll tell you, there's a big wall, and on that wall there's a beautiful woman, some say she's a girl child, and her name is Boniswa. She's painted on the wall, and she's sort of looking into the sun, and she shields her eyes from the sun. And you know, if you see that massive big mural, that's us. We are inside of that wall, and it's right on your way to the Magistrates Court, opposite Home Affairs, sort of round the corner from the day hospital in the business district. You can Google us, Bertha Movie House, and subscribe to our mailing list on our website, and there you'll also find our screening schedule, and you can check out what we screened in the past. And then Ray, she's young enough, so she runs an amazing Facebook page for us. So please join us on Facebook. I think it's at Bertha Movie House.
Yes.
And we're also on Twitter. So yeah, you can follow us like that also.
Well, I want to say a big thank you to both of you for coming through to the studio today. And yeah, may this be the beginning of a long relationship between the radio and the movies at Bertha Movie House. And Ray, particularly, I'd love to hear more about what's happening at, was it Cedar High, the school that you're working at?
Yes.
Okay, so watch the space. This is a story we haven't told in full yet. I think we have to explore a little bit later at a later date. All the best to you. We've been listening to Alta Deploy, who's the cinema manager and filmmaker, Ray Human, talking to us about the Bertha Movie House, which you'll find in Khayelitsha. Please Google them, look for the Facebook page and find out when you can go and catch a film there.